Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the just ruler. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam innal muqsitina indallahi ala manabira min nur alladhina ya'diluna fi hukmihim wa ahlihim. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those who were just will be by Allah Ta'ala on pulpits of light. They are the ones who are just in their judgments, they are just with their families, and they are just in what they were given authority over. We explain that why specifically a just ruler is because when a person is in power, then he's got all the law, all the authority, all the ability to be just, and at the same time he's got all the ability to be unjust. And when he's unjust, then nobody will take him to task. When a person is a civilian, when a person is subject to the law, when a person doesn't have authority, then that authority now can take him to task for being unjust. Person is doing something wrong, there's a higher authority over him, and higher authority can take him to task for doing the wrong thing. But when the person is the authority himself, who is there that can take that person to task? So therefore in Sharia there's such a great reward for a person who's given authority, who's put in a position of authority, and despite him being in that position of authority, this person is still fair, he's still just. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that there's such great basharat that they will be on members of light on the day of Qiyamah, and they are the ones that were just in their judgments, just with their families and what they were given authority over. This next hadith got almost the same meaning, so we will do it. An Awf ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu qal, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, khiyaru a'immatikum alladhina tuhibbunahum wa yuhibbunakum wa nusalluna alayhim wa yusalluna alaykum wa shiraru a'immatikum alladhina tubghidunahum wa yubghidunakum wa tal'anunahum wa yal'anunakum. Qala qulna ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afala nunabidhuhum? Qala la, ma aqamu fikum as-salah, la ma aqamu fikum as-salah. Rawahu Muslim. Awf ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the best of your rulers are those whom you love and who love you, whom you pray for and whom pray for you. The worst of your rulers are those whom you dislike and who dislike you, whom you curse and whom curse you. We ask O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should we not break our allegiance with them? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, as long as they establish salat amongst you. No, as long as they establish salah amongst you. So this hadith teaches us a few things. The first thing it teaches us is that the person that is in leadership, or those that are in leadership, they should be such, their akhlaq, their character, their way should be such that the people love them. They look at them and look at how these people operate, and they love them. And the next thing that happens is that they also love the people. In other words, they have the interest of the people in mind. We saw this from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he genuinely had the fikr and the worry and the concern of the people. That when they would smile, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile. When they were hungry, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was hungry. When they were happy, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also happy. He was a man for the people. It doesn't matter what was happening in his household, but so long as the people, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were taken care of, this was the thing that really concerned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not to say he wasn't worried about his family, but everyone else came first. The ummah came first, even before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. So this was the first quality, that they love the people love them. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that they make dua for the people make dua for them. Imagine a just, a honest, a fair ruler. People themselves, the dua comes out for the people, and I mean the dua from the people come out for the just ruler, and at the same time the just ruler is making dua for his subjects. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spelt out, who is the worst of rulers? Those whom you dislike and whom dislike you. In other words, whom you dislike them because of the unfair practices, because of the way they're treating the people, because of the way they're abusing the law, etc. We're talking about the Islamic government. They got that government, that position, but they are the worst of rulers. Why? Because now they're abusing and they're misusing that position of trust. And then Rasulullah is saying, whom curse you and you curse them. In other words, instead of making dua for the subjects, they are cursing the subjects, and the subjects themselves are cursing. So yes, Sahaba asked one question, very important question they asked. They said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should we break our allegiance with them? They are such rulers, they are bad people, that we are cursing them, they are cursing us. We dislike them, they dislike us. Should we break that bay'ah, that allegiance that we have with them? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. As long as they establish salah amongst you, no. As long as they establish salah amongst you. Now why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this? Is because to avoid rebellion in the Islamic world, in the Islamic Khalifa, to avoid rebellion. If every time there are people that dislike the leaders, and there are certain situations where the people have got problems with the leaders, and they decide now suddenly we want to rebel, we want to break that allegiance, what will happen to that Muslim country? What will happen to that Muslim world? What will happen to that Khilafah? So to avoid this, this is the expediency and the foresight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So long as they are establishing salah, in other words, they got their salah right, there's hope that they will get other aspects of the Khilafat right. So now they've got salah right, there's hope that they will later on get other aspects, because they still got one founding important pillar of Islam alive. Then you respect them, you don't break that Khilafat with them. So teaching us also that for everything, every issue we have, it doesn't mean that now we have to rebel and go against their authority. When a person has to go against the authority now, when they're completely discarding salah, they're completely discarding the fundamental tenets of Islam, that is a different issue. Yeah, specifically, we're asked about just the fact that they disliked the leaders and the fact that they were making, or they were cursing the leaders because of their actions. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This is our Sharia, so balanced, so perfect, so brilliant, that on one side we are taught the virtue of a just leader, on the other side we are taught what is the responsibility of those that are below the leader. Can you imagine in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so to speak, camel age, but yet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us such refined points about the citizens respecting the authority, about the authority that is respected by the citizens, so many virtues. But this is only the karamat and the beauty of our deen that Allah Ta'ala has given us, is that it's got so many, many fine points that even later generations that are coming in the modern world, so to speak, even benefit from the Mubarak Sunnah, the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of taking it to heart and to practicing on every Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.